Welcome to another deep dive. Today we'll be exploring a really fascinating creation myth. It's not like the usual ones with gods and goddesses. This one uses colors as the characters.
Oh, wow.
And not just like colors, but colors with personalities and quests and even emotions. Yeah. Like imagine blue embodying sadness or darkness, helping to create light.
That's pretty different.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to be unpacking all of this and more from the notes and excerpts that you've shared with me.
Right.
Including this idea of the Arc of Colors, which is built by the creator.
Oh, cool.
Get ready to have your whole perception of color transformed.
I think I'm ready. So.
Yeah. This myth uses color symbolism in such a cool way to get into like profound themes, like the balance between light and dark and the search for like purity and how everything's interconnected. It really makes you think about things.
Yeah.
It's not just some like simple children's story about rainbows or whatever.
It's a rich exploration of the human experience told through this very unique lens.
Yeah. And we start with our protagonist's name.
Okay.
He seems to be on this journey. He's at the beginning of it.
Uh-huh.
And he's really captivated by the wonders of the world. Mm-hmm. But he's struggling to kind of grasp their meaning.
Okay.
Like he's drawn to the sound of light and the echoes in the stars. But he feels weighed down by what the story calls the colors of dark.
Mm.
So what do you make of this initial struggle? Like, what is the name is going through?
I think it sounds like he's on this quest for understanding. You know, he's full of wonder, but doesn't have the knowledge to really make sense of what he's experiencing. And this really resonates with like the human experience. You know, we search for meaning in a world that feel really confusing and overwhelming sometimes.
Right.
And his whole journey is about seeking out yellow, which represents the pure spirit.
Okay.
And battling through darkness to try and bring it into the world.
Wow, battling through darkness to find purity.
Yeah.
That's some powerful imagery.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like enlightenment isn't this easy, straight path.
Yeah.
It's something you have to work for.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, how does Name even begin to approach this quest? Like, how does he even start this?
So his journey takes him to the Land of Red.
Okay.
A place that's deeply connected with memory and confronting the past.
Uh-huh.
And it's here that he encounters this surprising truth. Through Red's unique ability to reflect and refract light within the darkness, he's finally able to grasp the concept of yellow.
Wait, so this color we associate with passion and even anger helps Name achieve purity.
Yeah.
That's kind of the opposite of what we typically think about when we think about red.
It really challenges our assumptions about what these colors represent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's full of these surprising twists and turns. Mm. For instance, to even be recognized by yellow, Name needs to wear the color orange. And the myth kind of suggests that yellow, in its pure state, doesn't even know about a place like the Land of Red. What do you think about that?
It makes me think that if you just focus on purity, you're missing out.
Yeah.
You need a wider spectrum of experience and perspective to understand the world.
Exactly.
To connect with others.
And Name seems to understand this.
Okay.
Because he forges his orange armor with hues of red. Like he's integrating the lessons he learned in the Land of Red.
Right.
He knows he can't just approach pure yellow with pure orange. It has to be a blend.
So this idea of blending is important.
Yes, definitely.
Like it's not just about the colors themselves. Mm. It's what they represent when you combine them.
Mm-hmm.
Could be about compromise, about finding balance.
Integration.
Yeah. So should we dive into what each of these colors represents in the myth?
I think that's a great idea. I'm really interested to see how blue connects to both purity and those deep, vast spaces of water and sky. I think unpacking the symbolism of some of these key colors will reveal a lot about the deeper meaning of this whole creation myth.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, it's like each color embodies a different aspect of being human, like a psychological spectrum painted in this mythical, vibrant way.
Oh, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
Like with red, it's not just passion or anger.
Right.
It's also about confronting the past.
Right.
To move forward and how we engage with those echoes of purity.
And orange
Yeah.
It seems to be about connection and communication, this bridge between different states of being.
Okay.
Like, name needs orange to even be recognized by yellow.
Which brings us to yellow.
Yeah.
It's described as the spirit of what is pure, sounding its light so the color can exist in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like yellow is the spark that makes creation possible.
That's a great way to think about it. Yellow as the spark of creation. Mm-hmm. It allows color and light to exist even when faced with darkness. But what about blue?
Yeah.
This is where things get really profound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Blue is described as the most recognizable color to humankind, residing in the heart of purity.
Yeah.
But it's also the color of sadness.
Right.
With its ability to mimic darkness. How do we reconcile these seemingly opposite ideas?
Maybe it suggests that true purity, or maybe even true understanding, involves embracing the full spectrum of human emotion.
Okay.
Including sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blue embodies those depths. The light and the dark.
Yeah.
The purity of the sky and water, but also that familiar melancholy we all feel sometimes.
It gives me chills to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Like blue becomes this color of empathy, understanding both joy and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this powerful moment where mankind is feeling blue and blue asks sky to let yellow shine through.
Oh, wow.
This allows green to be born and nourish them.
Wow.
What do you make of that interaction?
Well, blue, the color of sadness, is also the color of compassion and care.
Mm.
It recognizes the need for nourishment and growth, even in times of darkness.
Okay, so we have green offspring of yellow and blue representing nourishment, care.
Yeah.
The land. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward.
Well, maybe, but the source material also mentions that green's sounds contrast with darkness.
Okay.
So it's not just passively providing nourishment. Okay. There's an active element of pushing back against the shadows.
Interesting. So even green has this tension built in.
Yeah.
And then there's indigo, a reward for blue's wholesome spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a higher level of purity achieved through kindness and compassion.
And violet.
Yeah.
Offspring of red and blue. Mm-hmm. It serves as a reminder of beauty.
Okay.
It's as if we're seeing a culmination of the lessons learned through those colors.
Yeah.
The beauty that emerges from confronting the past and embracing those deeper emotions.
We can't forget about black and white.
Right. Of course.
The colors we usually associate with darkness.
Yeah. How are they portrayed?
Yeah.
Well, black is fascinating. Purity actually becomes black when it's sad and hides within the darkness. But this isn't framed as a negative thing.
Right.
Black becomes a refuge, a place to process those darker emotions without losing its essence.
So it's not about denying sadness or darkness.
No.
But about finding a healthy way to experience them.
Exactly.
And white.
Yeah.
It's described as the light that spans the distance between light and dark, giving hope to the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
A glimmer of light, even in the darkest of times.
Mm-hmm.
A possibility for redemption and renewal.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we have this incredible cast of colors.
We do.
Each with its own symbolic role to play.
Yeah.
But we also have purity, wisdom, and love.
Right.
How do they fit in to all of this?
Perhaps they represent these guiding forces that help us navigate life.
Okay.
You know, and find our place in the world. And if colors are these different aspects of ourselves,
yeah,
then purity, wisdom, and love are those influences that shape our choices and actions.
Purity is connected to blue.
Definitely.
But we see purity struggling with anger and vengeance, especially towards darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about being perfectly good or innocent.
Right. And that's what makes this myth so relatable.
Hmm?
Purity, despite its name, isn't perfect.
Right.
It makes mistakes. It feels negative emotions.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it has to learn and grow.
Right.
It's a reminder that even the most pure-hearted among us are still human.
And it's the creator who reminds purity of its true role. To be a protector of beauty, not a punisher of darkness.
That's such a crucial moment.
Yeah.
The creator is saying that the true purity lies in recognizing darkness's place in the balance of things and finding the beauty that can emerge from it.
What about wisdom?
Okay, so wisdom.
It resides in the depths of water born from knowledge and love.
Right.
And it's described as being confused by purity's actions.
Interesting.
It seems significant.
Yeah, maybe wisdom represents a deeper understanding of the world.
Okay.
One that moves beyond those simple judgments of good and evil.
Uh-huh.
Wisdom sees the interconnectedness of everything, recognizing that darkness isn't something to be feared or eradicated, but understood and integrated.
So wisdom is about seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
And then there's love, the force that brings forth green.
Right.
Love seems to represent nurturing and growth, those things that are essential for life itself.
Love is the glue that holds everything together.
Yeah.
Without love, there's no green, no nourishment, no possibility for growth.
And together, purity, wisdom, and love form an alliance to guide mankind through the darkness.
Wow.
They're like the three pillars of a fulfilling life.
Yeah.
A pure heart, a wise mind, and a loving spirit.
That's beautiful.
But we can't forget about darkness itself.
True.
This story doesn't portray it as purely evil.
Right.
It's a crucial element in the cycle.
Yeah.
A space for transformation and growth.
Absolutely. And the myth even talks about the redemption of darkness through cleansing water that nourishes the lamb.
Right. It's like darkness is an essential part of a cycle that also includes life, death, and rebirth.
Exactly.
And it's darkness that reveals secrets, prompting both name and purity to change and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Without darkness, there can be no light, no contrast, no true understanding.
Yeah, it's all about perspective.
So we have colors representing different parts of ourselves.
Yeah.
Guiding forces shaping our journey.
Mm-hmm.
And darkness playing this crucial role in the cycle of life.
It's a pretty complex tapestry.
It is.
Yeah.
What about the creator?
Okay, what about the creator?
What role do they play in all of this?
The creator is fascinating because they aren't portrayed as this distant, all-powerful being.
Right.
They're actively shaping this world, guiding the characters,
yeah.
And even asking them questions to understand their motivations and actions.
The creator creates the arc of colors.
Yes.
Filled with red, orange, yellow, green, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that represents?
I think it's like this reminder of how to achieve purity.
Okay.
This beautiful symbol of the interconnectedness of all things. Yeah. And the creator constantly challenges the characters, pushing them to grow and understand their roles in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
Like they confront purity about its anger, question blue about its connection to humanity,
mm-hmm.
and even ask darkness why it revealed those secrets about the colors.
It's like the creator's on a journey of discovery alongside the other characters.
Yeah.
Learning and growing through creation itself.
And it's really interesting that the creator sees purity as a reflection of themselves.
Oh, wow.
It's like every being, even those who are flawed, carries a spark of the divine.
So the creator is active, engaged, guiding the characters and learning alongside them.
Yeah, very hands-on.
But how does Name Our Protagonist fit into all of this?
So Name's journey is like this miniature version of the entire creation myth.
Okay.
You know, he starts by seeking understanding.
Uh-huh.
And through his encounters with color and the forces of purity, wisdom, and love, he develops this deeper connection with himself and the world around him.
So he goes from wearing orange to be recognized by yellow to eventually clothing himself in blue.
Wow.
The color that embodies both purity and sadness. Yeah, it's like he's integrating all these different aspects of existence into his own being.
Yeah.
And his quest to bring yellow through the darkness becomes about more than just finding purity.
Right.
It's about understanding how light and dark work together to create a world that's complete and vibrant.
It's a very holistic view.
So Name's journey is about embracing the whole spectrum of human experience, finding balance.
Uh-huh.
And realizing that even darkness has a vital role to play in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. It's not about fearing the darkness, but understanding its purpose.
That's pretty profound.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, his journey isn't linear.
Okay.
You know, he experiences setbacks, moments of doubt, even anger.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, he continues to learn and grow, achieving a deeper understanding of the world and his place in it.
Okay, but what does this all mean for us?
Yeah.
For people listening to this deep dive.
Right.
What can we take away from this story about colors?
Well, the story invites us to see the world in a new way, to recognize how everything is connected, and to value both light and darkness in our own lives.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that our journey isn't about achieving perfect purity or avoiding darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding balance, embracing the full spectrum of human experience,
right,
and recognizing the spark of the divine within ourselves and others.
Wow, I'm amazed by how much wisdom is packed into this creation myth.
It really speaks to the power of symbolism and storytelling.
Yeah.
Like the myth uses something as familiar as color to explore concepts that might otherwise feel really abstract or inaccessible.
Great.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It sparks our imagination and opens our minds to new ways of seeing the world.
So it's like this giant cosmic paint palette where each color adds a new layer of meaning to the story.
I love that.
And the way Name interacts with those colors, it's like he's learning how to mix and match them to create something beautiful and balanced.
Exactly. It reminds me of that quote. The purpose of life, after all, is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience.
Wow.
The myth seems to be saying that to truly live, we need to embrace all the colors of the spectrum, not just the ones that feel safe or comfortable.
And the creator isn't afraid to get involved in the creative process.
Yeah, they're right there in the mix.
Yeah, asking questions, challenging assumptions, and guiding the characters toward a deeper understanding of themselves and the world.
It's a very different image of a creator than we often see. This creator isn't just a distant, all-powerful being.
Right.
They're a participant, a collaborator, even a student in a way. It makes the whole idea of creation feel much more dynamic and engaging.
So if we were to step back and look at the core themes of this creation myth,
What
would you say are the most important takeaways?
Well, first and foremost, this idea of balance.
Okay.
Light and dark, purity and impurity. Joy and sorrow. They're not opposing forces, but complementary ones.
Right.
This myth suggests that we need both to truly understand ourselves and the world around us.
It's like yin and yang.
Exactly.
Two halves of a whole one can't exist without the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the theme of interconnectedness.
Yeah.
This idea that everything is woven together. The colors, the characters, the forces of purity, wisdom, and love. Even darkness itself. It's like this giant web where each thread is essential.
And the journey, both Name's personal journey and the larger cosmic journey of creation, is ongoing.
Right.
It's not about reaching a final destination, but about continuous growth, evolution, and the pursuit of understanding.
It's a very hopeful message, I think. Mm. It suggests that even when we make mistakes or stumble in the darkness, there's always a path towards redemption, growth, and a deeper connection with the divine.
Wow, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I've learned so much about color symbolism and the human experience.
Me too. It's amazing how much wisdom can be packed into a story about colors.
And now I'm looking at the world in a whole new way.
Really?
Every time I see a rainbow, I'm going to be thinking about Name the Creator and those incredible colors, each with its own unique lesson to teach.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? If colors represent different aspects of ourselves, what color would you choose to embody right now?
That's a great question. I think I'd have to go with green.
Oh.
I'm feeling a need for growth, nourishment, and connection with the natural world. What about you?
That's a tough one. I think I'd choose blue.
Oh.
I'm drawn to its depth, its capacity for both joy and sorrow, and its connection to the vastness of the sky and the sea.
Those are both great choices. And it's a question worth pondering, I think.
It is.
What color resonates with you most deeply right now? What aspect of yourself are you seeking to express or understand?
It's a journey of self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And this creation myth gives us a beautiful and imaginative roadmap to guide us along the way.
So as you go about your day, pay attention to the colors around you.
Yeah.
They might just have a story to tell, a lesson to teach, or a spark of the divine to share.
And who knows, maybe you'll even discover your own inner rainbow waiting to be explored and expressed.
You know, it really is like he's got this cosmic paint set and he's figuring out how to blend all these colors to create something beautiful and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I keep coming back to.
Okay.
Name's on this quest, right? But the creator also seems to be on a journey. What do you make of that?
It's interesting, isn't it? The creator isn't just setting things in motion and stepping back.
Right.
They're actively involved asking questions, challenging assumptions,
yeah,
guiding the characters toward deeper understanding.
It's almost like they're a mentor figure for Name,
mm-hmm,
helping him and maybe even us as we listen, understand these complex ideas.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a much more dynamic view of creation.
Yeah.
Not about a divine being just dictating how things should be.
Right.
It's about a collaborative process of, mm-hmm, discovery and growth.
So if you had to sum up the key takeaways from this myth, what would they be?
Well, the first thing is balance.
Okay.
Light and dark, purity and impurity, joy and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't opposites. They're complementary forces.
Okay.
We need both to truly understand ourselves and the world around us.
Like yin and yang.
Exactly.
Two halves of a whole.
One can't exist without the other.
And then there's interconnectedness.
Yes.
This idea that everything is woven together.
The colors, the characters, the forces of purity, wisdom, and love.
Right.
Even darkness itself.
Yeah, it's like this giant web.
Exactly.
Where each thread is essential.
And we can't forget about the journey. Aim's personal journey.
Right.
And the larger cosmic journey of creation.
It's ongoing.
It's not about reaching some final destination. Mm. It's about continuous growth.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Right.
And the pursuit of understanding.
It's a very hopeful message.
I think so.
Yeah.
It suggests that even when we make mistakes.
Right.
Or stumble in the darkness,
mm-hmm.
there's always a path towards redemption growth and a deeper connection with the divine.
You know what strikes me is how this creation myth uses something as familiar as color to explore these really profound ideas.
It does.
It makes it feel more accessible somehow.
Yeah, it makes you think. If colors represent different parts of ourselves, what color would you choose to embody right now?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with.
It is.
If you had to choose a color to represent where you are in your own journey right now, what would it be and why? We'd love to hear your thoughts. This deep dive has been a fascinating exploration of color symbolism and the human experience. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.